This hour of Kevin Miller in the Morning is brought to you by Tway Travel, your adventure travel specialists. Fighting for America.
He's a murderer! A cold-blooded murderer! We didn't save the carnal sick! A cold-blooded murder! That's it! Homicide! It's a homicide!
Fighting for Idaho.
The notion that white cops are out there just killing black people, that's ridiculous. And I hate that narrative coming out of that, out of this entire situation. You know, they're the only thing in the ghetto between this place being the Wild Wild West.
Fighting for you.
I don't know if we like facts. That's going to probably deflate the story, but please go ahead.
I understand that.
Boise's Mr. Right.
We thank you for listening and for calling in.
You're welcome.
Kevin Miller in the Morning, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And congratulations to NASA, the big historic launch of Orion. We will be checking in with Evan Brown of Fox News Radio next hour with the very latest. We'll also catch up with Craig Thompson, the commissioner of the Mountain West Conference. And you take a look at the Mountain West Conference. Big game going on this weekend with the championship between Boise State and Fresno State. And you know, I was talking a little about this with Dave Burnett. We're taking a look at the appeal of college football and whether or not this area is a college football town like Eugene or Corvallis or Seattle or Austin, Texas, or any of these things. And you know, people are upset with the cost of the tickets. People are upset with the late night games. And in reality, I think what's happened, unfortunately, to college football is that big money has ruined it. You know, let's delve into the future for you and your kids for a minute, shall we? You know, I was a victim of this, or not a victim of it. I always wanted to go to a big school. I always wanted to go to such and such university, Ohio State, Carolina, Georgia, whatever, whoever had the big team, because you always wanted to be a part of it. And colleges, Boise State being one of many that uses athletics to lure people here to get a good education. And, you know, unlike other places in other parts of the country, you can get a good education for a really good deal here, even out of state folks. But it's all in the, you know, we used to sweat getting into college. Now I think it's if the check clears. And we talk about the housing bubble, the jobs bubble. What about the student loan bubble, where you have so many people that are in debt? I was reading in Business Week where you have people in their 60s. God bless them. They, you know, it's a tough call between paying off their house and paying off their student loan debts. Now, just because you go somewhere, whether it's tech school, trade school, or anything else, that doesn't guarantee that you get a job, right? But if you spend 30 or 40 grand conservatively going to college, it should amount for something. And it doesn't stop these big money institutions from making money off the backs of the students that believe that are brainwashed that you have to have a college degree to succeed. And I think for some folks that's true. You know, my family, everybody, you know, has degrees, this, that, and the other. But from what I've seen, hard work and dedication and OJT still matter. So bringing it back to ticket sales, I find it interesting, and lo and behold, I'm going to go against the blue Kool-Aid here, the blue and orange Kool-Aid here, for a moment, that, you know, we've sold 20, 23,000 tickets. And people are saying, well, the fans aren't any good, and shame on the fans. I think you get tired as a customer of being taken advantage of, quite frankly. I can tell you this, that you know, I go to this seminar every year, and the cost went up without the cost went up like in 2 days. And I'm starting to rethink going. What's my return on investment? And I think the issue why a lot of folks aren't going, and again, it's you're not going to get this from anybody else in the Treasure Valley, because unlike politics, they don't impact me. The Broncos don't impact me. They did when they were here. And they decided to go to other places, and that's great for them. But they have no impact on us. They can't call my boss, like a lot of people do, and say, tell Kevin to shut up about us. So we can tell the truth. Look, I think it's a great university, a successful year. I think it's wonderful. But You know, I have issues with the price of tickets. I have issues with the late night games. And if you're a public university, and this goes for every university, are you there for the fans? Or are you there for the big money? And in a broader context, haven't we lost sight of that? Haven't we lost sight of that we're in this to get kids a good quality education at a reasonable price? I mean, the cost of going to college every year goes up, and I'm thinking, well, where are those expenses? Well, we have to expand the stadium. Well, we have to expand the facilities. And it's a great, if you're in academia, kids, if you want a good gig in life, go into academia. Get into a state institution. You get good benefits. Once you're in, you're good to go, and you make really good money. Very different from the private sector. And you get to sit in your ivory tower and have these people fawn all over you. Now, those of us in the real world that would like to go to a game think to ourselves, man, I'm going to buy these tickets. If I don't get there early enough, I'm going to have to stand the entire time. Do I really want to do that at 8 or 9 o'clock at night? Quite frankly, I think the game should be at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Well, then we don't get the big money. Are we an institution? This goes for the University of Idaho, too. Or are we just programming for the national sports networks? And we're going to see folks in from the big networks. They're in town already, and they're going to go, boy, look at Table Rock and Majestic Bogus Basin. And, oh, look, I'm at Goldie's and trying to give a real local flavor. And, yeah, we're going to get some time on national television. But in my opinion, at 580-5436, every college is taking away from its mission to educate folks, to educate kids, to get that return on investment, right? So to sit there and to rip people for not going to a game that they have to pay for, or now you're going to see, as we've seen previously, now when Oregon State comes to town or Washington comes to town, you're going to have to buy those season passes and you're going to like it. But I'm trying to support the little guy. Sorry. And I don't think that's fair. Now you're going to see everybody giving away tickets, papering the stadium, so we have a good showing for the national TV. That should have nothing to do with college. And like I said, we have networks now devoted to college sports and college football. And quite frankly, I'll give you full disclosure, I'm involved in a private project outside of this listening area that is looking into super servicing that crowd. But that's at a private thing. But the idea of a public university using sports as a promotional factor is great, but it has deviated too much. And I think if you don't want to go to the game, you shouldn't be beaten up for it. You should be applauded. If you don't want to go to, I'm not required to say Albertson Stadium, to Bronco Stadium, well, they signed a deal. You have to do that. No, this is America. I don't have to do that. I mean, think about it when we're looking at where we are.
Go enjoy your beer and ride your ATV and watch sports. We'll run the country.
You want people in the stadium? Cut the prices. Well, you're not supporting the team. I didn't know I had to support the team. You can't ask questions. I think I'm supporting the people that are working two or three jobs, or somebody who goes to a pharmacist and their insurance doesn't cover something and they have to pay full price for medicine, or they have to go get some stuff and rely on the generosity of others.
Go enjoy your beer and ride your ATV and watch sports. Will run the country.
You know, you look at what Jared Halpern said, and, you know, we can't really get into it with those Fox guys, but, dude, how many people have lost their coverages? How many people are paying through the roof? Let's go to Luke in Caldwell with Kevin Miller at 580KIDO. Good morning, Luke.
Good morning, Kevin. I just wanted to comment, you know, that my wife goes to BSU, and I'm very proud of her for doing it. But one of the things that really bothers me is it seems this, you know, we spend all this money to expand the stadium, and great, fine, dandy. But then when our school has to go to the federal government to get a lab, expanded or added. I think it was a year or 2 years ago. Above all, I think it's a college. And my, I don't know, that's my opinion. We're a college. It's a college. It's not a football team.
Well, Luke, you should be very proud of your wife. And, you know, thankfully you live in a place where, compared to other places, college is semi-affordable. But you're right in the idea that the big story is going to be, hey, we're out here having a good time and the fans are bad because we're not selling it out. There's just not the appeal. And, you know, how about cutting the kids a break? How about cutting your wife a break and giving them deals on tickets?
Absolutely. Well, not only that, you know, we pay these coaches, $1 million or something like that. I know there's revenue. I don't see the books, of course. But, you know, I know there's people like me and my wife that are struggling through. Why don't you take some of that money and help us out a little bit with tuition or books or whatever else?
See, that's what I agree with, that, you know, yeah, in the end, and well, you can't see this. Well, why can't I? It's a public university. They're all public universities.
Yeah. And my wife buys books every semester, and she pays, I can't remember how much she paid for each book, but it was $50+ a book. Then she'll go back in and trade them in. They give her $5, Kevin. $5.
Well, and the cost of tuition goes up every year. For what? For escalating salaries is for what?
Yeah. It's just. It's a college above all else. And I think that's what I think we've lost touch with. I mean, I know there's a lot of BSU diehard football fans, and, you know, I mean no disrespect to that.
You're just bringing up something that, and let's face it, Luke, no one else is going to have this candid of conversation in this area.
Yeah. So, you know, it is what it is.
Well, all right, brother. Good luck.
All right. Have a good day.
All right. My best to you and your wife. That's admirable that she is going to college, but who are the voice of the kids? All the student loan debt, and, you know, we're going to have the Blue Elvises, and it's wonderful. However, if, in my opinion, at 580-5436, 580-KIDO, if people don't want to go to the games, they shouldn't be browbeaten into saying, well, you need to go and support the team. Well, okay, then how come every year the ticket prices go up? How come every year we sit back and you better do this or you're a bad supporter? The football team, and this is strange, but it should be separate from the university. It should be separate from the university these days. A lot of folks, they go, they get their eligibility, they don't graduate, they move on, quite frankly. Then you have a lot of good kids, academic All-Americans, engineering guys. Hey, man, nothing away from those guys. They do good works. My point being, and trying to get back on point, is you're going to hear a lot of people ripping the community for not selling out the game. It's a championship. Really? Against a 6-6 Fresno State team? Do you want to go out in the cold? It's the only time the networks could give us. I'm sorry, I didn't know Les Moonves ran college football as opposed to Butch Otter in the state of Idaho. Okay, hey, it worked out for the Broncos. They made $3 million, more than anybody else in the Mountain West. Hey, that's good. But let's be honest. It's a business. And the business is to compel you to go. I can remember doing a lot of stuff for them. And what did I get when I said, hey, could I buy some? No. Season passes, pal. At least you know they don't play any favorites over there. Steve in Nampa, good morning. You're on with Kevin Miller, 580-KIDO. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Kevin. It's a pleasure to speak with you. Been a while. I want to thank you for taking the stance that you have taken and saying what you have said. I could not agree with you more. And I'd like to add that the last time I checked, going to college was about getting an education. And it just makes me sick to see what Boise State has become surrounding the Broncos. Sometimes I think if I see another Boise State sticker on a car, I'm going to puke. Sports like this have become a religion to people, and it's a false religion. It's a distraction. And what that guy said about running the country, well, unfortunately, it's true. But, you know, the other thing, Kevin, that really upsets me is if you see these kids, and they're kids, they come up through college. They play ball. They end up a lot. The ones that do end up in the pros, most of them can't string a sentence together in the English language, and yet they got a college degree. I think it's almost irresponsible for people to go buy the tickets when these kids are basically used up to make a buck.
Well, I totally agree with you. There is a system where people, and I used to say, hey, you get a great degree, you get a great education, but most of the folks, and look, we're not bashing the kids here, we're bashing the system. They are, look at one of the oldest university in America, Steve, is the University of North Carolina. There was a whistleblower that said, look, these kids are illiterate, they're not going to class, and their major, you're going to love this one, is black studies. She was demoted. She was tarred. They did everything they could to stifle her. Finally, the truth came out, and there are no sanctions on the University of North Carolina for this. They're using these kids.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more. You know, I have a little bit of a background in academia. I was never a formal teacher, but certainly worked with a lot of professors in a different life, and I can tell you that they really don't care about the people coming up. They care about their tenure, their pride, and their you know, 6 weeks off a year paid. You know, I won't say that about all of them. I don't want to castigate every.
It's a great gig, but I don't know how the cost of college goes up every year. Oh, that's right, the salaries go up every year.
Yeah. Well, Kevin, I'm so happy that you said what you said. I've been hoping someone would say, hey, what's wrong with this picture here, you know?
Steve, God bless. Take care.
You too.
All right, our great friend Steve in Napa, 721, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. But back to this big Mountain West championship game. And by the way, we'll have the commissioner on coming up next hour. But, I mean, in reality, I don't like it when people beat up this community because the ticket sales aren't what they should be. We have choices in America. You want it sold out, cut the ticket prices, right? Let's get you to work safely and on time. You're listening to Kevin.
Getting more done before sunrise than anyone. Kevin Miller in the morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Big weekend here in the Treasure Valley, the Mountain West Championship game, about 20,000 tickets sold. You're going to hear from the media, why aren't people supporting the team? I think people support the team. It's the price of the tickets, or is it? 580-5436, Kevin Miller with you. Let's go to Travis in Boise. Good morning, Travis.
Good morning, Kevin. The reason I was calling is I was thinking about it, and this season I was planning on wanting to take my wife and four kids to a game. And I found out that it would be cheaper for me to drive to Salt Lake or Provo and take them to a game there and pay overnight stay in the hotel down there than it would be for me to go to a local game here. So the ticket prices annoy me to no end.
I would agree with you in the idea that you're going to get beat up for not supporting the team.
Exactly. And I like the Broncos. I wouldn't say they're my favorite team, but I follow them. And I would say I support them. You know, my kids have some of their gear that's outrageously overpriced at the stores and stuff like that. But, you know, that's, I hate to say that's the way college football is gone nowadays.
Well, what do you make of the idea that all of a sudden they're going to sit there and start hitting you, me, and everybody else for a lack of commitment, and, you know, the prices keep going up every year?
I think it's BS, actually, because they, you know, they're the ones that are making the prices the way they're at, where they're at, and they're the ones that are causing us not to be able to support the team because we can't afford it.
Yeah, I think that's really what it comes down to, the idea of affording it and the idea of, you know, the team. So tell me, so it's actually easier to go somewhere else than to buy tickets here?
It is. It was $112 or $111 a ticket to go to the BYU Boise game, and that was nosebleed section. And we were going to go to that game, couldn't afford it, and I looked at prices, and similar section seating in Provo was about $30 a ticket, $15 to $30 a ticket. So for the cost of pretty much one ticket, I could have brought my whole family. Cost for another ticket, I could have paid for the trip down.
I don't know how to argue with you on that. And who has a more significant football team historically? It would be BYU.
Exactly. You know, they've been around longer. They've actually had a tied championship. But, you know, the problem is that it's price gouging in its worst way. And it's the whole reason that, you know, I like football. I like professional football. But I don't follow professional football anymore because I can't stand what they've done to the game.
Well, to me, it seems like college football is going the same way.
It is. It is. And I'm getting ready to stop following college football now, too, because of the same thing. Because of the like, I want to call it racketeering that they're doing with the players and bringing them in, you know, paid for play and things like that, where play for the love of the game.
What would you like to say to the BSU administration that is, again, and the press, again, let's face it, Travis, we're the only ones that are going to talk about. We're not associated. We're not kissing up to them. So what do you say to them, uncensored, unfiltered right now?
Lower the prices. Allow the regular people to go to the games and allow the people that support your team through product purchases and who have a true love for the game to be able to go and support the game itself.
Travis, thank you for the call.
Thanks, Kevin.
All right, appreciate it. Again, like I said, at 580-5436, 580-KIDO, you're not going to hear this anywhere else, and everybody's entitled to their opinion, but you want to sell out? Lower prices. Don't beat up people. TPB with KM at 580-KIDO.
Kevin, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning to the listening audience.
Oh, good morning to the listening audience. It seems like you got some good conversation going this morning.
You seem shocked by that.
Not me. No, sir. You know, if BSU spent as much money on fostering a better education for their students than a football team, we might have the Harvard of the West. You know, football is a dangerous sport, and it's been proven with the new studies on concussions. Instead of spending all the money on our students banging their brains up on a football field, how about using it to increase their learning capacity and lowering the tuitions? I've got three grandchildren that are going to graduate next year from college, and their combined total of debt is going to be over $200,000. You know, is this any way for our children to start off their lives being burdened with these huge piles of debt so we can pay these college professors the amount of money that they make? You know, the college tuition has continued to go up because it's too easy for kids to get government-backed loans. And no one seems to understand that the money has to be paid back. And what's going to happen if they default on this over $1 trillion now in student loan debt? Football has become too much of a commercial experience for our college, and it's too much of a revenue producer. How can a family of four afford to go to a football game when it costs over $100, and that's not including food? You can't do it. You know, you have to put things in a proper perspective. You know, just even take a look. They put metal detectors down at BSU for the games.
And they didn't plug them in.
They didn't pay for them with football revenues. They asked the state for more money. Kind of makes you wonder what's going on down there and who's running this crazy loony house that we have.
You're right.
Help straighten them out, Kevin, will you?
Tea Party Bob, thank you.
Take care.
All right, 7:34. Kevin Miller in the morning, 580-KIDO.
He is the ultimate. He is the man.
I'm dizzy from that.
See?
Bend over and grab your ankles and whack.
Must hear radio every morning.
Thank God it's
Kevin Miller, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award, 580-KIDO, Idaho's place to talk.
And checking the ticket prices right now, Mountain West Championship game brought to you by Sports Authority. We've got to get the sponsor in there. Seating Main Stadium and South End Zone, $40. General admission, $20. Parking is $10 per space. And gates open 2 hours prior to kickoff. Now, the color scheme is blue. So there we have it. My concern here, though, is the beating from the sycophantic sports media that good folks like you are going to be taking for not selling out the stadium. It's your choice. Well, what's 40 bucks? 40 bucks could be a good meal. 40 bucks could 40 bucks could fill up the tank, right? Let's go back to the phones, and we go to Brad in Meridian with Kevin Miller at 580KIDO. Good morning, Brad.
Hey, Kevin. How are you doing?
Good.
Hey, I just wanted to weigh in on the Boise State ticket pricing. I think something to note is, you know, I think when they outsourced a lot of their marketing to a third-party company to start managing their football, their sports marketing program, is when everyone really started seeing the rise in prices. They started using a vendor that's notorious for going into colleges and just managing that part of the business for them. And then obviously with that, they start setting pricing and everything. And, you know, I think that's been, I think we could kind of find that correlation between, the time that Boise State started outsourcing that and ticket prices going up. And I wouldn't necessarily call it price gouging. But I would definitely say just let supply and demand kind of handle everything. And, you know, if people can't pay the prices, they can't pay the prices, and hopefully they'll lower them.
Well, you know, first of all, this outside entity, I would agree with you. You know, they negotiated the naming rights. They did this. It's a business to them, and that's their thing. But I please don't want to hear anybody talking, you know, today or tomorrow, ripping the fans for not anteing up. You know, Brad, if you want people to go, make it affordable. Welcome people. Don't put on the perception for the national media. You know, and look, maybe I have an agenda. I just thought it was ridiculous when Brotsman missed the field goal that everybody here was mean and nasty, that the administration at Boise State did not allow Mr. Brotsman access to the local writers, the local reporters that have covered and supported this institution for years. And we had Tom Rinaldi of ESPN on saying how bad people were for yelling at him for missing a field goal.
Yeah.
I mean, well, it's hypocritical.
Yeah, it is. And I've lived in three different states. And, you know, I will say this. Living here, the Boise State fan base is one of the most passionate fan bases that I've seen. And one of the most proud fan bases as well. So, I mean, you know, I think people love Boise State. I think they love being a part of something great. But I don't think they like the large ticket prices that are coming down because of the third-party agreement that Boise State made a few years back. And I think it's doing some damage. And to kind of do some damage control, they throw it back on the fans.
Right, and you have people that are dependent on their relationships with Boise State to toe the party line, because if they don't, they'll be locked out.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll tell you right now, we tried to look into doing advertising at Boise State and send it off to a consulting firm to kind of take a look at the numbers, and it came back very poor, and it came back very poor because they were pretty much asking the same price to advertise at their stadium as other college football stadiums that have 80,000 seats in the stadium.
Yeah, that's the hypocrisy, that we're different, but when it comes to charging you, they have the same price as a Oregon or an Alabama.
Right, absolutely.
Brad, you're a smart guy. Thanks for the call, sir.
Hey, thanks a lot, Kevin.
All right, appreciate it. Let's go to Walt in Nampa with Kevin Miller at 580KIDO. Good morning, Walt.
Good morning, Kevin. I totally agree with what you're saying about prices on football. I haven't been to a college football game since I was in school, and that was many long years ago. I don't agree that they should put such emphasis, or I agree that they should not put so much emphasis on football. To me, it's, you know, a bunch of overgrown kids out there running around and people who are, profiting off their efforts, and they're not getting anything out of it. They may get it. Some of them don't even get an education. So the whole point I'm looking at when I see this, I will not support college football. I don't believe in it, and I think it should be abolished. And
you're saying coaches, abolish college football?
Hell yes. Bring it back to the level it was in high school, where the team here plays the other team, you know, up the road. This, to me, is this television business has spoiled
Well,
it was about college football.
Hey, and look at it. It's sticking it to the fans because the game's late here.
Yeah, well, the fans, people do what they want to do. I don't argue with that. If I want to watch a football game, fine. That's just business.
Yeah, but at 8 o'clock at night?
No. Not when it's snowing and cold and you're sitting there huddling. No. The universities have turned into, shall we say, recluses for people who are incapable of doing other things. Look at the coach making $1 million a year. What the hell does he do that causes him to earn $1 million a year?
He brings in a lot of money to the university.
Yeah, and where does this money go? What is it used for?
Walt, good point. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Craig in Boise with Kevin Miller at 580 KIDO.
Good morning, Kevin.
Hey, Craig.
I think it was about a month or a half ago or something, I saw there was an article that talked about how Boise State, as a college football team, was in the top 10 for ticket pricing in the United States. And this is including your Ohio State and your Alabama Crimson Tide and all this. I mean, we're in the top 10 for ticket pricing, and that's just amazing to me how I know we're kind of an island up here in our own way, but that's kind of ridiculous that we're having to pay so much money. And, you know, I agree with Walt also. I don't think it should be abolished, but if you look at Major League Baseball, they have people play Babe Ruth and high school ball, and you can play in college. But then you go into the farm team system, and basically Major League Baseball pays to develop their players. The NFL is using the colleges as their farm team system to develop their players and foregoing a lot of the cost that they would incur to develop players for Major League Football.
I totally agree. And the idea that people are going to say, where's the fans? Look, the fans can't afford it. We got Sherry going, $40 buys her a week of groceries.
Right. And also, I'm a friend of mine, we sat around and we wish nothing. We're not really football fans, but we wish Boise State nothing but good luck, their players. What we're disgusted with is people with 9 flags on their car and doing their entire bathroom in blue and orange. You're an adult, do what you want, but, you know, at a certain point, you got to grow up. It's just a football game for a bunch of college kids. It's not that big of a deal, considering all the issues there are for adults to deal with. Adults need to start being adults again and stop being a bunch of kids, you know, living vicariously through a bunch of young guys playing college football. It just doesn't make sense.
Great.
Anyway, thanks for your time, Kevin.
Thank you. Quickly to Jim. Kevin, that's about half of what it costs to go to a regular season game. So $40 is half of what it costs to go to a regular season football game. If you're just tuning in, Kevin Miller with you here, 580KIDO. We're talking about, you know, the big game this weekend. We're all very proud of the team and all that and all their folks that are, you know, sponsoring them and all those sorts of things. But I just don't want to hear folks in the media ripping you and me for not going to the game. It's too late at night. You're not getting any of that $1 million that they get from the networks. I mean, you're not. Oh, you got to support it. Well, how about cutting the prices of tickets? Then you'll get people there. How about playing the game at 6? Oh, we can't do that because of television. Uh-huh. Anyway, your thoughts. 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Time for traffic. Let's
and back. Weekdays at 9. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580-KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Kevin Miller in the morning, 580-KIDO. Boy, it is amazing getting your feedback here, and we continue on. And again, we support the home team, but that doesn't mean that we can't complain about the high cost of tickets. We're not beholden to these folks. Most of the folks in the area are. And I love it when people say, Kevin, I can go to Provo, Utah and get a cheaper experience than what we're getting. And this is my response to what we're going to hear, the avalanche of people mad that the stadium isn't sold out. And people have things to do. It costs money, right? Shelley and Star with Kevin Miller at 580 KIDO. Good morning, Shelley.
Hey, Kevin. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to give a woman's perspective. I think real men play hockey.
Wow.
And
so you're saying that men who play football are wimps?
Yeah, running around in tights. And I have to agree with your previous caller when he was saying it's kind of sad watching these grown men paint their faces and wear their orange and blue and decorate their bathrooms.
Gee, nobody in hockey does that.
No, nobody in hockey acts like that. No, no.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, I wanted to tell you, you know, Boise State Hockey Club, you can go to one of their games for $7 general admission. If you're over 65, it's free.
And you're,
and under,
you sound like a big supporter of them.
Well, I just think that there's other options out there, and you're sitting in the CenturyLink Arena, warm and cozy, great food, great drinks.
And you're not a victim of network television.
No, exactly. Not at all. I'd rather be there experiencing it. And, you know, the same thing with Steelheads. Steelheads, you got a family of four, can go for $46 to watch a Steelheads game on a Friday night, includes a hot dog, a drink, and chips.
Boy, you are quite the hockey fan. I have to run, but any smack you want to lay out to college football fans quickly?
Grow up.
That was Shelly. That was Shelly and Star, not Kay Millie. Thank you, Shelly.
Thanks.
Boy, wow. Kevin Miller, 580K.